Daft Punk there from Homework from 1998, and on 4 Triple Z Friday Neil, and we are rocking here. The Brisbane line people are rocking really, really hard here. It's called being partying out all night till some ungodly hour. I think they need some sleep, but that's coming up in a moment as well. Brisbane line also Gloves, her brand new single Echo, and we did also play some Emu Smugglers, Kangaroo Surf Party. Coming up after 11, I'll be chatting with Kudzi. We're going to talk about The Mess Has the Message, Overcoming Depression and Anxiety with 12 Spiritual Affirmations to Embrace Life Changes. That'll be coming up very soon, but let's do the fun bits first, because they've got some space news. It's pretty exciting, better than Earth news, which sucks big time. Here's Zedlines.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Happy Leap Day, Ribbit. This is Lexi and Molly with your 11 a.m. deadline. Zedlines. In local news, residents of Eastern Heights in Ipswich have raised concerns over a new safety solution for the intersection of White Hill and Robertson Roads. The proposal aims to install a large concrete barrier that will prevent vehicles from crossing Robertson Road, but instead veering left into White Hill Road. Residents have protested against the proposal, claiming that local access into the suburban streets will be significantly impacted, causing disruptions. The proposal comes after 12 collisions were reported at the intersection over the last few years.
Native trees in Coolum are at risk after testing confirmed that poison was used at one of the sites. Investigations commenced upon locals reporting an unusual decline in the health of native trees around the coast. The council is urgently investigating the matter, stating that the poisoning of the vegetation is deeply troubling to both the community and natural resources.
In national news, health insurance premiums are set to go up by 3.73% this April. This marks the largest jump since 2018. However, health insurers have petitioned for it to go up by 6%. While 3.73% increase has been signed off by the government, some insurers are expected to introduce higher rates, with NIB confirming its 5.79% price hike.
An abandoned Australian Antarctic base is receiving a long overdue cleanup after French inspectors disclose the clear risk this site posed to the Antarctic environment. The base, which was last used in 1969, still contains a significant amount of waste, including fuel drums and asbestos, which are now being cleared with the intent for the site to be remediated. The initial cleanup of the old station was completed by a small team of Australian expeditioners who helped remove 14 cubic metres of surface waste.
In international news, English residents in Surrey may face a potential year-long wait for repairs after the appearance of a large sinkhole consumed part of the English village's street. On February 17th, a 19-metre sinkhole appeared on High Street in Godston, Surrey, causing 30 properties to be evacuated, with a second sinkhole appearing a day later. Concerns regarding the long time frame for repairs were raised, as over 20 of the homes affected by the accident remain unlivable, leaving a number of families worried for their current living conditions. Leader of the technical team responding to the incident, Lloyd Allen, claimed that due to the severity of the incident, it could take up to a year to solve.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
This is a personal welcome back to Nari, who just recently resubscribed to 4ZZZ. We are so happy to see you again.